This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The tobacco research facilities that were destroyed by the December 2021 tornado are among the first being rebuilt at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton. UK tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says the greenhouse has been in use this year.
Our tobacco greenhouse was the first permanent structure to go up since the tornado came through, and it was finished on March 30th of this year. We still have some wiring to do in that, but our greenhouse is back.
Dr. Bailey says one of the tobacco barns is nearing completion.
Our dark-fired barn is almost finished, again, except for the wiring. It's basically done. Same size we had prior to the tornado. And then there's going to be two air-curing barns that will be built. We hope to have both of those by the end of this year.
He adds there's still more structures that will be rebuilt.
A lot of small experimental structures that may only hold 60 or 100 sticks of tobacco. We lost a lot of those, but we had about three commercial-sized barns.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Kentucky State Parks. With 45 parks to choose from, there are limitless options. Each park has its own unique features, landscape and resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, and some of the best golf courses around. Pick one that fits your lifestyle and your family. Explore Kentucky Parks. Enjoy fun outdoor adventure without the long lines of many destinations. Book now at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says some of the buildings will be consolidated.
We're going to go from having 9 barns to 3, but then we're also, in the future, we're going to still go back and probably build a couple of experimental curing barns.
He adds the hope is to have all the buildings back within the next year.
3 larger barns here. Actually, the dark-fired barn is the same size, but the 2 air-curing barns will be larger barns, and we hope to have those back by next year. And we hope to be back to full tobacco research capacity by next year.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.